This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
The Bee Guy has taken the internet by storm. This was a game between the Arizona Diamondbacks in Arizona and the LA Dodgers.
So they don't just have a beekeeper on hand or on speed dial. Yeah, they must have had to call like a local bee guy, and he was there immediately, geared up, ready to save the day. They even had Holding Out for a Hero playing in the background.
And they like hoisted him up. So he was in front of thousands of fans because like the LA Dodgers bring a big crowd. Shohei Ohtani's on that team now. So like most Arizona games, there'd be like 11 people in the stands. This was a very busy ballpark. And the guy got to do his work in front of everyone.
Yeah, everyone was cheering for him when he got it down because that means no more game delay now that there's no...
He saved the day.
He saved the day, and then he got to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, he really played it up, too. Like, the way he took off his beekeeper mask after successfully getting rid of the bees.
Honestly, this guy's hot. New fantasy unlocked.
The beekeeper.
That's so great. So, yeah, we want to ask you if you've ever had to do your job in front of a bunch of people.
Dave hit us up and said, my dad had to do some welding under the stage at a peeler club in Red Deer while a girl was on stage dancing. You know what? There's a 1 in 3 chance that Lisa is the voice of that peeler club.
It's true. I actually voiced the commercials.
For the Gents Club, your adult playground, seven days a week.
Open till 3 a.m., 7 days a week.
There it is.
Chris wrote in saying one of the microphones broke at the comic strip, and I was the sound guy. I had to change the mic in front of a live studio audience. The lights are really bright up there, and I never, ever, ever want to do that again.
Did you see the pee pants fashion trend?
I did. Is that a joke, though? Like, are they trolling us? Because there's these viral jeans that apparently sold out right away.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you peed yourself.
They made a debut on the, not red carpet, what's it called? On the catwalk?
Yeah, yeah.
At a fashion show last year. And people didn't know if what looked like a pee stain was an accident or if it was legit. And they just kind of kept that hype up, which is ridiculous.
Fashion is so weird.
Jordan Lucha or Jordan Luca is the name of the jean. And yeah, they're selling for like... Canadian, roughly $1,000 a pair.
Okay, I was not expecting that.
And they're selling out. Here's the thing with fashion that I agree with you. It's so strange sometimes. I think people are afraid to say that they don't get it. Mm. Or that, like, no, that's not for me. So whatever fashion designers, once they get a name for themselves by obviously making some great decisions.
Whatever they say goes.
Whatever they say kind of goes. Like, they could honestly say, no, this year we're actually doing dead birds. And it's going to be huge. Okay, and then all of a sudden you'd see people out with dead birds on them.
I figured it out. I know why it sold out. Because there's a lot of people that get swass. And it's just a great way that if you actually do have swass, like nobody's going to comment on it. Because
right. Or if you are a dribbler. Yeah.
Like, who cares? You got your $1,000 jeans. You're good.
They got you covered.
Here's another episode of What's Happening in Maidstone, Saskatchewan.
Every once in a while, I'll check the Facebook page from my hometown and see what juice is happening over there.
For some context, a town of about 1,000 people still to this day?
Yeah, I'd say about
that. All right, yeah, lots to talk about.
Lots of drama, for sure. This Facebook post says, I'm looking for recommendations for someone who can do some core aerating on my lawn.
Okay.
The top comment, rent the machine from North Battleford and do it yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The response was, I actually have lower back and hip issues and I can hardly walk.
Is that it?
Yeah, so I guess he's probably not going to be doing it himself.
And that's another exciting episode of What's Happening in Maidstone.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet. Hey!
A man named David in North Carolina played and won a lottery jackpot of over $800,000. And the reason he got a ticket is because his sister had a dream that he found a heap of gold.
So I told him to go buy a ticket.
Yeah, I guess dreams can come true.
If that's the case, I definitely would have been able to get with Jennifer Aniston in her dentist outfit in Horrible Bosses.
Is that your number one dream?
That's been my dream for about 8 years running.
Well, you never know. The next story that I found online is about a tourist in Idaho who was arrested after somebody saw him kicking a bison at Yellowstone National Park. What is wrong with you? Rangers responded to the call. They took this 40-year-old to a medical center for treatment of injuries, first of all. Then he was transported to the county detention center.
Good. I always root for the animal in situations like this, unless it's maybe a kangaroo fight.
Oh, true. Yeah, they're mean. Yeah. And they have 12 packs. That's not fair at all. But yeah, this guy was charged with approaching and disturbing wildlife, along with some other charges related to like being under the influence.
Did he at least kick the buffalo with his left foot?
I don't know why.
Well, have you heard of the drinking game Buffalo? Where if somebody catches
funny.
You drinking with your right hand, they say buffalo and you have to chug your drink.
That's so funny.
You know what the guy said to his kid when he was leaving in the ambulance?
What?
Bye, son.
Bye, son.
I should have stopped after the buffalo joke.
Okay, here's the third story I found online that I think is kind of interesting. So a man in Mexico snagged two pairs of $14,000 gold diamond Cartier earrings. Is that how you say that brand?
That's how fancy you are.
Yeah, I shop at Claire's.
You know how to pronounce that.
It's almost the same letters. You just move them around a little bit. Anyway, he snagged two pairs of $14,000 gold diamond earrings for just $14 per pair, thanks to this like conversion error that they had on their website.
Oh, boy.
So they had them listed for like 237 pesos instead of 237,000. Once he spotted the error, he quickly added them to his cart. And then
smart guy.
And he posted the deal to his Twitter account. But like everyone in the comments was like, dude, no.
Why would you post that? Just pay, get your diamonds, and go about your business.
Anyway, it's easy for the brand's lawyer to demonstrate that you acted in bad faith and with treachery.
Right.
Which is true because, like,
he tweeted it.
You knew what you were doing was wrong. At least if you didn't say anything, you could be like, oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, yeah.
Silly guy.
I got an X13 diamonds once.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Is there a joke coming?
What? No. She loved that deck of cards.
Ew.
I feel like we need to get to the bottom of this now or it's going to be hanging over us for the entire show. So,
oh no, what happened?
No, we're bringing up, you
what
know.
What happened? Oh my gosh, I don't know.
You're mad at me.
Because you said first of all, you weren't listening to my amazing new toothbrush routine earlier.
Yeah, it's because there was about 15 seconds before I had to get ready for jumping on air. And I wasn't entirely prepared yet. So I was like, cool story about your mom's water pick.
She had a water pick before anyone else did. And I had a cavity and I used the water pick to clean the tooth out before the dentist appointment. And when I got there, they were like shocked. They were like, oh, we don't even have to clean out this tooth, which is the worst part of getting a filling, by the way. So they just filled it and I left.
Cool.
That's a good story.
Sure. I was just far too busy in that moment to give you the proper attention. I'm surprised you weren't just telling me that story still while I was on air doing the news package.
It's a short story.
Oh, my mom was the first. I guess she worked for them.
She did. She worked for Gillette. I still, to this day, have never bought a razor. She had so many.
You can tell.
Ryder, stop. See what I mean?
What?
Well,
what do you mean?
It. You're an instigator.
So, I would like to apologize for not listening to your mom's water pick story.
And?
While I was very busy.
And saying that my oat bars were dry. Yeah, sometimes you got to add a little bit of water to them.
No, they're...
Sometimes you got to run them under the tap to enjoy them. Sue me.
I should have known better than taking a bite 3 minutes before I had to be on air.
Ew, we just got this text from Ryan. I have a new dental routine as well. I'm up to brushing once a day. Ryan, that's so gross.
Awesome. Anyway, are we clear? Can we start the show like...
fresh?
Yeah.
Sure.
Can we be positive with each other?
Yes. Will you listen to my dental routine?
Yeah.
Step by step.
Yeah, just not.
Does anyone else want to hear it? I have a new dental routine.
Oh, I thought you told that story already.
No, I told the filling story from the 90s.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening. It is time for Recommend Something, where we
recommend something. Okay, mine is a really fast, easy lunch protein.
Okay.
Those prime chicken, it's like broccoli and cheese stuffed chicken.
Yeah, yeah, those are good, yeah.
And they're usually on sale too, so keep your eye out in the frozen section because pop that in the air fryer for 20 minutes, done.
Every once in a while you can get a 2-for-1 on those prime chickens too, which is nice.
Because
that's a very reasonable price.
It's delicious.
Yeah, but like you were saying, this is what you had after the gym is like your healthy lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how healthy they are.
Oh, yeah. Are they like already deep fried because they have the
they're breaded. They might be like flash fried so that the breading doesn't go everywhere.
Well, whatever.
And there's like maybe a quarter floret of broccoli and then the rest is just cheese on the inside. I like it. They're good, but.
All right. We're just going to cancel my recommendation. It is delicious, though.
Yeah. I'd even say like a great dinner maybe is like your main protein for the day. But like for a quick lunch.
It is. It does
stuffed
have
chicken.
It does have 19 grams of protein per piece. That's like, it's okay.
Get it. Yeah. My recommendation is for if someone you know has recently gotten back for a trip. If you're the first person that sees them, like if you pick them up at the airport, yeah, they're keen to like break down how everything went. Or if you're one of the first 10 people that ask, they're probably like, oh yeah, I've got a couple stories I can share about my trip that was fun.
Yeah, it's interesting because like sometimes it gets annoying when people keep asking and stuff, but there's also those people that are close to you in your life that don't ask and then it's like, wait, are you kind of rude for not even asking me how the trip was?
So I got a solution.
Okay.
So Machina, is that what we call her? What's your cool nickname around here?
Machina, Sheena. She works in our experiences department, but we call her Machina because she's a machine.
Yeah, nickname hasn't stuck necessarily yet. That's why I forgot.
Okay.
But anyway, she just got back from Mexican vacation, and I know that I was probably the 50th person that she saw, and I would have been the 50th person to ask how it went. So here's how I worded it, and this is just a recommendation for you to use. I just said, how was the trip 1 to 10? And then she said, an 8. And I was like, right
perfect.
On.
And then he walked away. End of story. Or how about this? Hope you had a great trip. And just like kind of say it while walking by.
I feel like that.
Oh, that doesn't care enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hope you had a great trip. That to me sounds sassy. That, like you didn't mean
right.
it.
Right.
Whereas how was your trip 1 to 10? You're interested.
Mm.
And then if it's like it leaves the door open. If they say like a 10, you get to ask some questions.
Or
if they say like a 0, you know that they're going to have some juice.
But also, like, I think my suggestion was wrong because you can't be like, hope you had a good trip and keep walking. Like, what if they got stung by like a
scorpion?
Who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I like your suggestion a lot.
How was your trip 1 to 10? If they drop anywhere between like a 6 and 9, it's a conversation over. That's
like it's over.
Yeah, and not because I didn't want to know about the trip.
No, they're over. They are sick of talking about it with people.
100%.
It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
We're heading to the Oilers game tonight, looking to close out the Kings in 5 games. Listen, 2 years ago we beat them in 7. Last year we beat them in 6. It only makes sense this year we beat them in 5 and then we sweep them next year.
So here's my top 7 things that I personally want to accomplish at my first playoff game of the year. Coming in at number 7, get on the celebrity look-alike screen. Jumbotron. So like Catherine Winnick I get a lot. Maybe some Alicia Cuthbert, some Blake Lively.
No,
who
but
knows?
You're not blonde anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So like maybe like Sarah Palin or something?
Sarah Palin from Alaska?
Yeah.
She's like 60. But she is a brunette. Coming in at number 6, I want to be mean to Hunter when no kids are looking. It's like my favorite thing to do.
What do you do?
Oh, well, we don't like each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have like a long history with Hunter? Hunter seems to get along with everybody.
Not me.
Have you seen him do that sweet slide down the rail move?
Yeah, and I roll my eyes every time because I'm like, okay, main character energy.
He is the main character of the stands.
Whatever. We don't like each other. We flip each other off. Okay, he doesn't do it to me, but I'll do it to him behind his back. Number five on the list, I'm going to try really hard to not fall down the stairs when I get vertigo.
Again.
I don't do well with heights.
Yeah. We almost lost you off the top deck there last year, yeah.
Number four, counting down the top seven things that I want to accomplish at my first playoff game of the year. Chug a beer faster than you.
On the Jumbotron.
Not even, just in general.
Oh, no.
Just for brownie points.
Well, good luck. You got a better chance with all the other ones so far.
Number three on the list, I want to pull out my faux leather jacket and convince people that I'm also a wife or a girlfriend of one of the players.
Oh, because their WAG jackets for this round are like black leather and they have the players' names on the back. What are you going to do for that?
I don't know. Which Oilers
put the coach's name on the back.
Can everyone text in right now with what Oilers single? Because I don't know. Number two on the list of things I want to accomplish at my first playoff game tonight.
Wait, I think I know. I haven't heard of Dylan Holloway having a girlfriend, and he's too young for a wife. He's too young for you too, actually.
Yeah, you're probably right. Especially if you're comparing me to Sarah Palin. What the heck is happening? Number two, get some selfies with listeners. That's one of my favorite things to do at games.
Yeah.
Plus, then the bosses think that we're working while we're there. It's the best.
They're like, good job, guys, getting out in the community.
Exactly. Doing your thing. Meanwhile, I'm cross-eyed because I just chugged a beer with Ryder at my seat. And number one on the list of the top seven things that I want to accomplish at the game tonight.
Yeah.
Catch a donair. They have donairs in the t-shirt guns during the playoffs.
They do. I think they should go next level with it, though, and shoot them out unwrapped.
So it's just, then maybe there's more for everyone. Like one person gets a piece of lettuce on their head.
Yeah, catch a tomato.
Another person gets just the sauce.
I think it is hilarious that they're sending those things out. And did you see they're wrapped in like a protective foam so it doesn't hurt people?
They got like the Oilers logo on it. It's genius. It just makes sense. And I love that they had to sit down and have a meeting about this and really decide if it's the right move. And they did it. They're like, no, it works for this city.
So you want to catch a donair?
Oh, wouldn't you?
Hands free? Will you try it hands free if it's coming at you?
The whole night. I'm just going to be walking around like this, with my mouth open.
Donair ready. A little something I put together a few years ago, but I like to bring it back.
Oh, no. What is it?
You might have been hurt by winter time. You know, there was so much freaking snow. That the cold was leaving, no need to cry. Soon it'll be July. Only a month away from June. Let's fire up the barbecue. I should probably get a spray tan, 'cause I'm paler than my ginger friends. Slow the season finally. Let's go plant some tomato seeds. Guess what? It's gonna be my
gorgeous.
Thank you.
So now what? It is pretty wild. A month until June?
Right?
What?
Yeah, when I put that one together, there wasn't snow everywhere. Like, that was, you know, a few years back, and it was actually quite nice out.
You said that a meteorologist friend gets so annoyed when the internet gets all, like, twisted up about snow falling in May because it happens all the time. We just forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, he did a long post about how every year the news is like, we should probably do a story on how like people are surprised by the weather. And how every year he's like, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Because it's not unique.
It's boring.
It's every year we get snow
feel like it snows on May long.
Yeah, rarely.
Sometimes. So like, whatever.
Anyway, I thought that would trigger you because it already is May.
Oh, I was actually thinking that. I was like, should I air this yesterday?
And then I had a sweet argument that I was like, yeah, but it's going to continue to be May.
Oh, that would have been a good argument.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at me. Just being calm over here and not arguing.
Yeah, not picking a fight.
I can't believe you were prepping for a fight with
me. Oh, I spend 90% of my showers preparing for fights with you.
Yeah, like what's it gonna be tomorrow, and how can I have a sick comeback?
Or reliving altercations that you and I have, and like figuring out how I could have won it, and then winning it in my shower vocally.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just into my beer can
that
as my microphone.
Good. That must feel really good.
Yeah,
beer can in the shower. Really?
Well, yeah. Not a lot of people have bottles these days.
That's what I did when I had my first and only ever beer shower.
Yeah, bottle makes more sense.
MG, you get less, MGD.
You get less water in the nozzle.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Look at us agreeing on things. We both like beer showers.
This is going to be a boring show if you keep being nice. 54% of people polled said this was the most annoying thing their coworker does.
Ooh.
Take your guesses. 54% of people say this is the most annoying thing their coworker does. We'll get into it in a second and get to some of your guesses.
That's a big percentage.
We also want to hear from you if you have an answer. What is the most annoying thing a coworker does? It can be somebody that you work next to in the cubicle, somebody that you work next to in your vehicle.
Yeah. Somebody it has to be a coworker, not your boss. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah. Okay. I think this is just straight up coworker.
Sure. I think for me, it's when you go, yeah, daddy, off air.
What?
You always do this like really obnoxious voice, but I'm the only one that has to endure it.
You don't like it?
I hate it.
No, I thought it sounded cool.
Why don't you do one for the audience?
No problem.
See what they think.
Yeah, Danny.
He'll do that so loud, though, immediately before we turn the mics on.
Just because I like to, get you a little fired up, get you emotional, get you checked in,
Sure.
It's like smelling salts for athletes. Have you seen them do that?
That is not the same.
And it's just a bit of a wake up. Yeah, Danny.
No.
And then she's alive over there.
It's the worst. So, yeah, we want to hear from you. What do I do?
Oh, here we go.
Probably nothing. I am a perfect baby angel in here. I put my head down and I work. Like, I am over here minding my business, working on my computer, texting listeners back, editing clips, finding prep. I'm a workhorse.
Are you going to let me answer?
No time left.
Oh, I have some answers.
Okay.
When I'm on the phone with a listener and... you check out mentally, like, that I'm just having a chat with them.
Well, it's an opportunity for me to, like, get something up on our Instagram.
But how loud you type is distracting for both the caller and myself. You can just hear clickety-clack over there.
I don't think listeners can hear it.
They absolutely can, because it picks up in the microphone. I can, like, when I'm recording the calls, I can hear. Kate, what was that eye roll about?
Well, Kate, can you hear this? Listeners, ready?
That's not how you type.
Yeah, it is.
No. You show how when you're in a hurry and you type.
You're turning up my mic. Liar, 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 liar. Pants on fire. Okay, hit us up and let us know what is the most annoying thing your coworker does. And we'll get to that answer of what was the percentage.
54% say it's this. So take your guesses as well.
All right.
We're asking you what is something really annoying a coworker does. 54% say this is the most annoying. Are you ready for the answer?
I am ready.
Humming and whistling.
I feel like that was the top answer on our text line when we asked this too. I thought for sure it would be something like when they CC a boss.
Oh, yeah.
In an unnecessary situation, like when they're kind of throwing you under the bus,
like tattletaling energy.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah. It's like, was it really necessary to CC the person above me to let them know that I dropped the ball? Yeah. You are a horrible human.
As per my last email, just wondering if you've gotten around to this, and then they CC the boss.
No, and you want to know how they sign the email? Kind regards.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's
you can
fight
take
worthy.
Your kind regards and
turn them sideways.
Yep.
780-784-7107. Some of the texts we're getting in: fingernail clipping at their desk.
Shuffling your feet when you walk down the hall.
Taking shoes off at work and having stinky feet is one we got as well.
Using the speaker on their phone.
Nobody else has came in and said that the, Danny, is an annoyance for them.
Ryder,
that I do.
Stop.
Well, I have
doing
to
that.
Do it.
That's my answer, by the way, if you're just tuning in. Ryder does, yeah, daddy. And yells it in the studio right before we go on air. And he knows it drives me crazy.
Hey, what's up? You got one for us?
Yeah, but first I'm going to have to ask that you never, ever do that hey daddy thing on the air ever again.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got a few texts from people asking the same.
Like, that's that's going to cause an accident, Ryder.
So even if I like change it up, like, or just definitely
just
no.
Stop.
No, there's no version of that that is good.
Stop, Ryder.
What?
He's doing it under his breath.
No.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, I have a coworker who thinks that everyone that she's talking to on the phone is hard of hearing.
Oh no!
She's
just so loud, eh?
Oh my god! And so, like, I'm on the phone, and the person that I'm on the phone with can hear her shouting, and they're like, "Is everything okay? Like, are you safe?"
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.